Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for February 2022, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. It may well be a short month, but under no circumstances can February be called a quiet month. In fact, when I look at my diary, and that of the province, I'm simply amazed at how busy the month will be. For many of our lodges, the month ahead is a smorgasbord of activities, ranging from initiations, passings and raisings, interspersed with presentations of 50 and 60 year service certificates, Grand Lodge certificates, lectures and discussion groups. I'm really delighted at the way lodges have responded to the recent changes in the rules regarding the pandemic. As we enter February, I feel sure we are all relieved to know that the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been proven to be less aggressive than first feared. As the science supports a relaxation of the COVID restrictions, the government has stated that we no longer need to wear a face covering unless it is in a health or care setting. But they do ask that we consider wearing one in crowded enclosed spaces, where we may come into contact with people we do not normally meet. The vaccination programme is continuing, and I want to thank those brethren who have assisted with marshalling at their local vaccination centre. I heard from the communication officer that brethren from St Aldhelm Lodge were out in force directing traffic and providing guidance to members of the public attending the hub. A huge well done, brethren. I have already mentioned the activity levels in our lodges, and consider it worth reinforcing the message that the province has over 100 men waiting to be initiated into Freemasonry, and that new inquiries are being received every week. I understand that a very few lodges are reluctant to accept internet candidates, preferring to welcome only those men introduced by their own members. While I cannot pretend to understand such a stance, I have asked the membership team to respect the wishes of lodges which do not want to be offered internet inquiries. In 2016, I wrote a short piece about non-Masonic conduct in lodges. Events during the last few months have led me to conclude that it is necessary to repeat some of the points made previously. I feel sure you will all agree that the future of Wiltshire Freemasonry is at the heart of everything we do, and yet occasions still occur when the harmony of the lodge is disturbed by incidents which simply do not accord with Masonic behaviour. As Freemasons, we are exhorted to amicably settle our differences, and to work with that love and harmony which should characterise Freemasons. I am very aware that some issues are more difficult to reconcile, and in such cases, it were better that the brethren retire from the lodge than allow their presence to disturb its harmony. As and when an issue occurs, the province will investigate the matter, and where necessary, administer the appropriate action. Of course, it would be far better for brethren to dwell together in unity, a situation much more in keeping with the purest principles of our order. And from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master, it has been said that the purpose of Freemasonry is the pursuit of excellence. All of the teachings of Freemasonry are directed to excellence in performing our duties to God, our country, our neighbours and ourselves. The continuing effort to improve oneself is a true mark of a Freemason. This principle should cause us to remember that in every moment of our life, whether it be in public, at work and even at home, we are Freemasons. Those who are not Freemasons, but know we are, will judge each of us and Freemasonry itself by the way in which we conduct ourselves. We have in trust the reputation of Freemasonry, and every newly installed master is asked to forcibly impress on the brethren of your lodge the dignity and importance of Freemasonry. Seriously admonish them never to disgrace it. The reason for this exhortation is quite simple and straightforward. It is that a Freemason can prove to the world the happy and beneficial effects of our ancient and honourable institution. But before we can expect to attract good men to the fraternity by our conduct and reputation in public, we must learn to conduct ourselves with propriety in the lodge. But what is propriety? The definition of propriety is conformity to conventionally accepted standards of behaviour or morals, from which we can safely say that the practice of propriety is not simply about following the law or an adherence to the Book of Constitutions and the lodge bylaws. It is much more about observing tradition, custom and usage, and, like good manners, it has behind it only the force of opinion. It is no accident that a new member of the order is told that he is required to ever afterwards act and abide by the ancient usages and established customs of the order. I also think it's interesting to note that the Book of Constitutions and the bylaws are given to the initiate at the end of the ceremony. While the principles and ideals of Freemasonry are universal, social customs and Masonic traditions can differ. But wherever you may be, you can be sure that respect and honesty toward fellow Freemasons, as taught by the Square and Compasses, will be the fundamental guide for your conduct. Indeed, no institution can boast a more solid foundation than that on which Freemasonry rests, the practice of every moral and social virtue. The Provincial Grand Master mentions non-Masonic conduct. I don't believe this needs to be defined. Nor should we or could we provide a list of Masonic do's and don'ts. Such an attempt would fail for at least two reasons. First, no one would read it. And second, as Freemasons, each of us is expected to apply the tools and principles of the craft to our own lives. It is justly said that the only advertisement a Freemason needs is to be found in his conduct. The one word which I believe should be hardwired into our brain is respect, which is both the least honour that we require and the highest honour that we can hope for in our dealings with our fellow men. Respect encompasses our words, our actions, our appearance, and even our thoughts. Inside the lodge and outside of it, we should strive to demonstrate in every way our respect for a brother's honour, feelings, efforts, hopes, and any other part of his life that we may contact. Members of Radnor Lodge welcomed their very own guide dog into the lodge. Aptly named Radnor, he was joined by some friends and took centre stage, much to everyone's delight. It was a year ago that Radnor started his training programme, and what super progress he's made. I'm sure the Lodge Director of Ceremonies wished it was as easy to train the officers of the lodge. Perhaps it just needs a few treats. Seriously, and all joking aside, well done Radnor Lodge for embarking on such a fantastic initiative. We look forward to receiving regular updates on Radnor's progress during the year. To discover who really did build Salisbury Cathedral, you need to read Wiltshire Freemason Michael Lee's excellent article. You can access the article either on Solomon or the provincial website on the preceptors page. Go to pglwilts.org.uk/news/preceptors-notes. The warmest of welcomes was extended to Gooch Lodge's newest initiate, Brother Julian Willis, by all the brethren and guests following an excellent initiation ceremony performed by Worshipful Master Steve Halliday and attended by Deputy Provincial Grand Master of Wiltshire, Simon Leafield. Sarum Lodge member, Brother Connor Towers, was passed to the degree of a fellowcraft at the regular meeting of his grandfather's lodge, Ashington, in his hometown of 17 years before moving to Wiltshire to pursue a military career. Connor was joined by his grandfather, two uncles and five brethren from Sarum Lodge who made the 650-mile round trip to support him. With 28 visitors in total, the support on the evening was unprecedented and will be a night Connor will remember for a long time. Now, have you booked your tickets? Follow the band and experience the sights and sounds of the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight as they fly overhead, while you enjoy a picnic in the beautiful grounds of Bowood House and Gardens. You really don't want to miss the opportunity to attend the incredible Open to the Skies concert on Sunday the 24th of July. For more information, visit the event website on opentotheskies.co.uk. Steve Lee and the Learning and Development team are looking forward to welcoming brethren to the first of the 2022 training sessions, which is being held at Freemasons Hall, Crane Street, Salisbury, on Saturday the 2nd of April. The session will start at 10 a.m. and will last about 2 hours. Tea and coffee will be provided. Parking is available in the nearby Crane Street car park, for which you will need some change. The value of the course can't be overestimated. For many brethren, the journey from Inner Guard to Master of the Lodge occurs in a blur as 7 years just fly by. It is an opportunity to discover what is involved in becoming the Worshipful Master. The team use easy-to-understand, user-friendly language and practical workshop techniques to help you understand the transition process from deacon to warden to master. To book a place on this course, contact Steve Lee by text on 07825 713 048 or email him on 8204@pglwilts.org.uk. If you're up for the chair, be there. And finally, the Provincial Charity Steward has advised all Lodge Charity Stewards that 10 Wiltshire charities received £500 each and that the Masonic Charitable Foundation has agreed a programme of match funding. Wiltshire charities benefiting from the scheme include Asthma Relief, Combat Stress, Devizes Open Doors, Doorway Wiltshire, The Hope Centre, John McNeill Opportunity Centre, Little Troopers, Luggershall Preschool, Springboard and Thamesdown Hydrotherapy Pool. In addition, the four principal hospices in the province received a donation: Dorothy House, Julia's House, Prospect Hospice and Salisbury Hospice. Thank you for listening.